What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are talking all about Quantico, and apparently there's a nuclear bomb in New York. And are Shelby and Ryan back together on good terms? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The very intense, like, spy theme opening every week. Just... I mean, there was more action this episode, let's be real, though. I guess the theme song is a little bit more appropriate.
I guess.
Blood of Romeo. Sounds very morbid. I feel like that's, like... But it didn't... We'll talk about it. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for joining us for Quantico episode 5. We got the Lips and Leather back on the panel. We're missing one. Elena is gone tonight, but she'll be back next week.
Yes.
Feel better, boo.
If it is next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see you. My name is Candace Cruz, and why don't you ladies introduce yourselves?
Hey, guys. Ashley Allen here.
Hey, guys. Your girl Christine Bean here.
Guys, this episode, man. I mean, I still don't like the format.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah,
no, still do not like the format.
I hate it.
It's just, I want so badly for that long theme line, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
We thought maybe it'd come back. I think episode 5 is solid enough to say it's not coming.
It's gone.
It's gone.
We're a little more than, a quarter through the season at this point, so I think it's a dub for that.
Yeah, I mean, this episode was, I did like this episode because it felt the most like old Quantico as all the other ones have.
In what ways?
In the sense of, like, we did have more action. Mm-hmm. We had more, like, they didn't give it to you on a silver platter as much as the last few episodes. I feel like the last few episodes, they just, like, fed it to you.
Okay.
Versus this one, you see the professor, and you don't really know what's going on, but you know that she's in duress, so trying to figure out that, and then the twist between it being Indian versus Pakistani, I felt like it was a little bit more in the vein of what we're used to. Not completely.
Right.
But just a little bit.
It was, I think, maybe less cheesy as maybe the past few episodes have been.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely had a more serious tone. Although, even with a bomb potentially being at stake, I still didn't see a crazy sense of urgency.
No.
Yeah. I felt like it was a very long period where, like, I guess we're used to the other pace of just blowing through everything. But this one was just very long in certain ways. I wasn't sure I was, like, on point with the pace, but...
I mean, Harry wasn't on point with pace either.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. I'm sorry. You're breaking into someone's hotel room. You have 15 seconds. No, I got time. 15 seconds is not a lot of time.
Oh, gosh.
I did like to see him, his interaction with... Why do I always forget the redhead? I always want to call her Fox, but I know that's her last name.
I don't even remember.
Which is really nail on the head. That her last name is Fox. Let's be real. Red hair, Fox.
We'll call her Fox for now.
But she doesn't have much to do with the team. Her and Deep were just kind of, like, thrown in to this, like, Quantico, like, Black Ops team. So this is the first time I actually saw her, like, in the field doing anything.
I mean, like, up until this episode, I've pretty much questioned, like, why is she even there? Because it just seems like... For the past few episodes, her only existence has been, oh, well, what do you see here? Well, if we zoom in here, how does this look? But she hasn't really been, like, a true contributor to the team. And, I mean, we got a little taste of that today, but I'm still like, well, why are you here? I don't really get it.
Well, the whole scenario, let's take it back a notch, of there's a poor woman. She looks, like, petrified in all these videos when they zoomed in on her face. And she's doing a nuclear bomb with uranium. Just saying.
I thought of SpongeBob immediately. Am I the only one? He's like, F is for friends. It was Plankton's version where he said, U is for uranium bombs.
Got it.
All right, if you're a SpongeBob fan, you're
it went looking. Over the
yeah,
head.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right over. But she...
Comic relief in the middle of all this.
I don't even know where to go from there on that one.
No, we were talking about...
Yes.
There we go.
Professor Elizabeth Nutting.
Yes. She is now... I'm sorry, what professor knows how to build a nuclear bomb?
I'm saying that.
As well. Like, let's be real here. I know the properties of it. For her to do that quickly and to build a bomb that fast? Anybody else find that questionable?
Very.
and the urgency was not there, yet she can build a bomb in less than a minute.
Yeah. So I'm saying the stakes were like,
it's not.
I'm like, oh, should we be moving about this differently or what? Like, it's weird. I
don't know. Tell us what you think here, Ash.
I wasn't really that interested. And again, I hate saying that because I love Quantico, but I don't know. It wasn't all of that for me this week. Again.
Yeah. There were so many, like I said, so many slow moments. Even Harry, as much as he is a comic relief and kind of a fun balance to everything that's going on, even their alternate storyline for everyone else kind of working in the hotel, working on things on that front, it's nothing really, like, grabbed me, like, at all. Yeah. And I actually found that one of the scenes to be so unrealistic where Deep poses as the Indian food delivery person, falls into the apartment, puts the comm device in her hand, close it, they have a moment, they look, get him out of here. I was like, that would never happen. Like, not this only would never happen like that.
But after he put it in her hand, she, like, left her hand up there for the longest time. I'm like, put your hand down. Like, they're going to see.
And the way that she put it in and, like, looking around while she's doing it, I'm like, girl, you're not putting an earring in. Like, you know something's going on.
Yeah. It was just so, like, ooh, it just lost me. I know you have to kind of suspend your disbelief a little bit with these shows, but that's when I was just like, okay.
And I know, I hate that. I'm so sorry, guys, for all of you all that hear us, like, wanting and pining for this old, like, setup of the show. But I just, like, these new characters keep getting introduced. And then they're gone. Yeah. Versus previously, when a new character is introduced, they're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
They're going to be there consistently and, like, play a crucial role. Whereas this woman came in, we have no idea what her authority is. And she's like, let me know what's happening every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. This is your job. Go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but who are you?
Yeah.
She gave her the rundown, gave him the rundown of everything that's going on with the professor taking the uranium, blah, 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 blah. Like, your slate's clean and you're stealing uranium. Like, I feel like something's going on. Like, obviously they shouldn't be blaming her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that you even brought up how they got this assignment. Because was that person, like, the new head of the FBI? Or is she just someone in charge of their special task force? I'm not understanding how those orders are being passed down.
See, and the fact that we have these questions is what's frustrating. Because, and I think it's not even so much that we're, I don't want to say lacking anything. I think we're missing having, like, a connection and a familiarity with characters. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Yeah.
And, you alluded to this before with like, what's Fox's purpose. Even the characters that are introduced this season, like, characters like Alex, Shelby, and Ryan, I feel like are already pretty much well-established and developed. And then bringing in these new characters, we're not really seeing their development in comparison to theirs. They're kind of just there. Even those, like, teaching moments with Jocelyn and showing her things like that, it still doesn't, like, have any greater effect on the team.
Right.
And it's not making us fall in love with those characters any more or less.
Right.
Agreed. And I think, too, it's interesting because, like, I for a second when you said that, I was like, well, what about McQuigg? But we're really not learning more about him. If anything, it's just interrogating Alex more.
Yeah.
So we're learning more about Alex and we're learning about McQuigg. And he's just kind of there to facilitate and be the muscle that Ryan can't be now because he's being all soft with Shelby.
And he's the eye candy. I mean,
he's
the eye candy.
Like, let's be real here. You know? Good job, McQuigg. You're looking good.
He was looking real skinny this past episode, though. Like, real skinny.
I mean, Alex could tackle him to the ground, so hell out. Like, I mean, she stayed there a little long, though. I mean,
oh, yeah, he's like, but it's over.
We'll get to that later, but I have questions about those two. I do.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think she's feeling him. Or she's playing.
I disagree.
Well, not that she's... Well, rather that she's going to play hard to get. Because she basically told him to, like, back off at the end. Did no one catch that?
Yeah, I saw her, but I don't know if she means it, though.
Because she questioned when he busted into the room to save her back. Like, she seemed like she doesn't like the style that he works in. I feel like he's trying to be what Ryan is, like, he's trying to be Ryan, but isn't, and I think maybe that's revealing itself to Alex. Like, she'll never actually have Ryan.
I don't know about that, because I feel like if we're reverting back to high school me, I'm like, the guy that, like, kept annoying me, that I was like, don't help me, is actually the guy that I was, like, really, like, wanting.
Yeah.
Like, almost like, it's that tension of, like, push-pull.
You're always going like, to the one that you
those
like.
Two magnets are, like, pushing against each other until they, like, flip and then they disconnect.
Mm. I think she likes him. She just, like you said, she's fighting against herself because she said, I'm no longer going to date anybody that I work with.
That's true.
Which means she'll never date. Like, let's be real here.
Yeah, because who else would understand
the life
world
outside of this?
Yeah. And she won't have a show outside
of this. Those are fighting words.
So I had to. It was just, like, too perfect. I was like, Candace is dead over there. Oh, man.
My Lord.
Sorry, Brianka. I love you. She has a new bae. She'll be okay.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
I think I'm more interested about that. I'm just so excited. It's great.
Oh, my God.
But back to the show. Back to Alex, not Brianka. We love you, Pri.
We do.
We do very much.
I think I threw you way off.
I was trying to get back to Pakistani versus Indian. Mm. Whole nother back to that scenario. But I did, again, I don't see the point of this episode. I don't think that there is a point. But I did learn a lot.
Yes.
I felt like I learned a lot more about the relationship. Ashley's giving me the eye like, huh?
It was very confusing at first.
It was.
Well, yeah. Because,
like, very.
But they did. You did see a little bit more of, like, you learned a little bit more about Deep. Mm-hmm, going back to those characters, because you did learn a little bit about his history and, like, the animosity between Indian and Pakistani, which I thought, this is why I was comparing it to the previous years of Quantico, is that you do see that, like, switcheroo of, like, the tension of, like, we didn't know if those people that were terrorists, that they were actually Pakistani, and then we found out later on, like, Alex found something that we had never seen. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to put the clues together, which we normally do this last few episodes, where it's like, here's your bait and take it. This one was more like, you see her grab the necklace that we've never seen.
Yeah.
And it being a specific, like, Hindi necklace, and realizing that it would never be a Pakistani Muslim. Wait a second, and then all the puzzle pieces just kind of flying and going together.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Harry even getting thrown off with, like, wait a second, I get knocked out and all of a sudden we're not fighting against Pakistani.
Yeah.
Like, I missed something here.
Yeah, I did too. It was just very quick. But I think it was important.
But slow at the same time. It's so
it
weird.
Was,
I know.
It was.
Yes, but I don't, maybe because my focus was thrown by the pace, I wasn't paying attention as much as I should have to those moments. But character development for Deep, a little bit for Alex as well, kind of bridging that gap, speaking to both of their cultures too. Thought it took a nice, I guess, look into that, because otherwise they haven't, like, really spoken about
relationship
that.
Relationship-wise.
Yeah.
I was really relieved this episode to not see the whole love interest thing go any further with
Jocelyn and Ryan.
Yes.
And,
Owens. I was very relieved, because I don't want that at all. Like, I
think it's dumb.
It's dumb.
You're forcing something that doesn't need to be forced. Like, come on.
Just because they get along doesn't mean that they should be together. So I hope that we continue to just let that
be.
Yeah.
If there's tension, let there be tension. But to be honest, I don't feel, and this is nothing against the actors, but I don't feel the chemistry that way between those actors.
No.
Portraying those characters. Like, normally you can tell if there's, like, good tension. Again, that's why I feel like it's so hard for me to believe the whole Ryan and Shelby scenario. Because I don't think that they have great chemistry as actors, but they don't have the romantic chemistry that you need in order to have a marriage. Like, something doesn't add up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's the same with Jocelyn and Brain.
Owen,
thank you.
Yeah,
I just, I was a little bit irritated by that situation when Shelby approached Alex like, you kissed my husband. I'm just like, how can you, if your husband really told you the entire story and you guys had a strong marriage, like, you wouldn't even be approaching another woman with this BS.
Plus, you're working with this other woman, and on top of it, like, you're married to him, so you gotta deal with your husband, not this other girl. You got a ring on it. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, she was really letting it show, though, because although, like, aside from that moment between her and Alex, Alex was separate from the other tasks that the team was doing, but she wouldn't even go in the same car as Ryan when Owen suggested it. He's like, listen, whatever is happening, leave home at home. Like, mm-hmm. she was on some petty stuff.
Which, good for him to be standing up for that, because I was waiting for that, like, dynamic, like,
for someone else to see it.
Yes, yeah. exactly. Like, working with your significant other is always hard, but, like, mm-hmm. at least when it was Ryan and Alex, they put it to the side when they were working together.
Right.
Like, they never had a whole, like...
They were both so good.
Yeah, even when they were angry with each other, they still worked together. And I feel like Shelby and Shelby can't handle it. Shelby's just petty in general, I feel like.
I just feel petty like petty. Them together, Ryan and Shelby, they almost make each other weaker. Versus Alex and Ryan, they were able to flourish and, like you said, still get the job done.
Yeah.
In the midst of all of their crap.
Yep. No, I agree. There's nothing else to say on that one.
Those two, like, I think the problem is that they just became too fiery for each other in the end. But they I think they complement each other way better.
But I just, like, going back on the whole topic of, like, the chemistry aspect, like, I feel like they force this relationship way too hard to where it's almost it's not believable for that. Like, are you guys believing this at all, or am I just the only
Ryan
one that's
and
like,
Shelby?
Yeah.
No, that's why I was like, I didn't even care for the
I
way.
I feel like they're playing pretend house.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Even with the way the episode ended with them, like, making up, I didn't even care at that point.
Either.
I was like, okay.
You know, I mean, cool move.
I was like, thank God, so hopefully this is over. I don't want to hear anything else about this love triangle. Like, I'm so over. I hope that they make up their fake happy, and it's done. Like, I'm so done with this.
So you
want to
see more of Alex and McQuaig instead?
Because
then we have no love interest.
I wouldn't mind her having fun with him, but I don't want her to get serious. I think I would be more interested in seeing Alex get back with Mr. Italy. What's his name again?
Andrea.
Yes.
Andrea.
He must still come into the picture because he was brought up again tonight.
Yeah, I feel like she's going to end up having to go to Italy and, like, rescuing them personally. I hope that she has to.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Andrea, but I'm putting you in harm's way. But, like, she needs to come and fight for you. Because otherwise, like, maybe they should relocate to Italy. Shoot a couple episodes in Italy.
What did you guys think about McQuaig asking, or pretty much letting Alex know that he knows a lot of information about her that she doesn't know that he knew? Did you think that was weird? How he knew?
I feel like it's very stalker-esque, but you also work for the CIA and the FBI. Like,
true.
I mean, I feel like most women could work for the CIA with this phone that we have.
I'm actually a part-time FBI.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I use my skills on Instagram, though.
I feel like you just blew your cover there, girl. Just, I think you might want to leave now.
I'm looking for a new job.
But, yeah, how did he find all that out? Did he, like...
I threw her off.
Well, how did he find out about Andrea, though? Because that's, like, when she was out of the service and, like, not... Is that on record? Like, do they have that in the systems? Like,
the rest of the team knows.
Okay.
Doesn't the rest of the team know?
No.
No, wait. What's his name? Harry knows about
that. Yeah, because she told him.
Yeah, but Harry, he'd be gasping.
Ryan know, too? Like, I'm just curious. Maybe it got
Ryan was probably spying on her.
Yeah.
But either way, like, I don't think it's, like, on record. Like, you can't look it up and find out that she was with this guy.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think that's how it happened. I feel like he was probably like, what's the deal with Alex? Like, what's going on with her?
Okay.
I was waiting for, what if? No, he was undercover. I'm trying to make something here and make something happen.
We need to get you in the writer's room
for
Quantico.
Let's do this. Hello. Hi, guys. Put me in there. Oh no, but if, like, what if he was part of that team that blew those lights out, but she ended up realizing she had to get the gun out of the brick and, like, get out of town? What if he was part of that special ops team, and that's how he knows, and he's actually undercover, really, and, like, trying to get close to her? Ooh.
Wait, wasn't he still undercover at that time working for the other lady?
That's the twist in my that's the rub.
Oh, sorry. That's I just debunked your theory.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. But what if he, like, left for a little bit? Maybe he was doing, like, a twofold. Doubtful. You never know.
Be better than
there were some interesting, you know, lines in there about rednecks. I feel like they were trying to do some social commentary this episode, too.
I mean, I kind of appreciated it, just saying.
That's what pricked my ears up at certain points.
The RV one was great.
Yeah.
My aunt lived in a double wide. But a double wide doesn't have RV wheels.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
No.
Just saying.
And they're pretty
so
nice.
So that was incorrect.
That was I didn't know that.
Said, and they're pretty nice inside.
They're actually really nice inside.
They're big.
Yeah, they're really big. They're double wide. I mean, I had a lot of friends growing up that lived in them, and they were very nice.
Yeah,
like
they
full
are.
On, like they look like a house. Yeah, they're a house.
You don't see too many of that in Brooklyn, so
well,
there's
no
not
room.
A space.
Yeah, not a room for that. What box of the street do you live in? Oh, I live in the one right next to you.
Yeah, that big like, box. Yeah. With a bunch of people living in the
My house.
I grew up where no one could hear you in your house. Your neighbor was far enough away that you could do anything.
Oh, wow. Where'd you grow up?
Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
That's why I appreciate the redneck in there.
He had me dying when he said, I guess she doesn't have the corner. What do you say?
The corner on redneck. I guess McQuigg doesn't have the corner on it. But I also did like where he said, what was his line in there too, where he was referring to being a redneck?
Oh, he said an educated redneck is still a redneck.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I mean, sure.
Yeah. There was a couple lines in there taking shots at the Bronx, too.
Oh, which is like, yours.
I'm from Brooklyn, but you know.
But still New York. Still,
I still stand for New York. But what did he say? Oh, they said, who doesn't have Wi-Fi in 2018? And he said
the Bronx. Bronx. Is that real? I'm asking you now. Oh, I'll tell you redneck stuff if you tell me New York stuff.
Ooh, okay, so I don't know about the Wi-Fi situation, but the Bronx is very dirty and just kind of out of the way.
So sorry, guys, if you live in the Bronx.
They have great food, though.
It's being gentrified, actually. It's part of that whole... You know, they moved up from Harlem, and they're just going up and up and up and gentrifying it.
New York, basically, you're not going to be able to afford to live there, period, anywhere anymore.
Mm-mm. That's why I live here.
It's cheaper in LA than New York. Come on over. Don't come over. Yeah. No more people. No more people. But back to Quantico. We keep getting off track here. I think I keep getting off track because I'm like trying to be in the writer's room here.
I mean, what else is there to really talk about? Do we have like hopes for next episode? Like,
there's not much really to cover. Like, the whole, like, it was very one note in the regards of, like, we have the bomb. She builds the bomb. I feel bad for her, though, that she's going to have 20 years in prison for just trying to save her family. And, like, I kind of thought that, like, Alex would give her a little slack in the room. So I did appreciate that she didn't, because it was, like, a twist for me, because I thought she would be, like, tied up in a nice yellow bow again. But, I mean, what would you do in that scenario if, like, you have to build something and it could jeopardize thousands of people's lives, but you're going to save your families? Would you do it?
It's a rock and a hard place if there ever was one.
Right? Oh, thank you.
I don't know. Like,
I really don't know what I would do either. I feel like I would probably... Oh, God, I don't know.
I don't think I would build it. I would just have to hold my family under.
Well, also, yeah, because technically, wouldn't that save your family anyway?
Yeah.
Because at that point, like, if I won't build it, I'm the only person that can build it. So, like,
give me my family.
I have the card
here.
They're not going to kill her.
She didn't play that card, right?
No, she did not at all.
No, not at all.
And she was really meek about it. Which, like, if you're going to do it, you're going to pick up a gun. Girl, like, be fierce with it.
Right.
Like,
don't make me believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... considering she just flipped the tables on them, I expected like her to be more serious about
forceful.
It. Yeah, more forceful.
I thought that's where the twist was going to be, that she was actually on board with all of it.
Yeah.
But then the twist was actually like not Pakistani, like Indian. But my other interesting thing was I thought that Owen would go to the guy that they raided the room and ask for his help when they found out that it was not them they were fighting against, it was Indians.
Mm. Who, the sophomore? From her
No. I thought that Owen would go to the military individual that Harry was raiding his room.
Oh,
that
okay.
he beat the pulp to.
Yes.
I thought that he would go to him and be like, listen, we were investigating you because we thought that you were building the bomb, but we actually found out the Indians were, and like get them on board. But I guess that was not.
Can't
the...
trust anybody at this point.
Well, they're also apparently. Like covert in Black Ops. So I think they try and keep as much on the hush until it needs to be said. And that was even pointed out in this episode when they went back to the person who's in charge of them. They're like, oh, well, you didn't tell them about the room?
He's
like, no. Like, it seemed like he was trying to handle things his own way.
Yeah.
Well, he's a handler, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, I feel like that pretty much wraps up the episode, Ryan and Shelby Made Up.
The day was saved.
The day was saved again. In the nick of time. just that in was, the nick of time. I was fast forwarding through the commercials and I was like, there's only 2 minutes left. And the bomb has still not been captured. Like, you gotta do it within 2 minutes.
I actually really liked that ending scene where Alex is kind of facing off with the kid, Adnan, and he has the bomb. And I thought she was gonna be not sweet about it, but try and talk him down. Like, she tried to, it's not worth it. And then right when she saw him about to, she shot him dead. And I was like, thank you, Alex. Because I was starting to question if she had lost her, like, touch, you know, her touch. And she made the right decision there. Because I think every other scene prior, she was like, oh no, let's give the lady a chance. Like, she was save trying the kids, to, like, yeah, like, would you do that? And I was like, girl, get out your feelings. Like, we gotta save lives.
Yeah. Yeah, job to do. Mm-hmm.
She did it, though. I mean, thousands of people are still alive. She's still alive. Because if he would have pressed that detonator, he's dead, she's dead, everybody's dead.
Yeah. Everybody.
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 Well, guys, I think that pretty much wraps up that episode, so let's go into the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. AfterBuzz TV News. Ooh.
So Priyanka and Nick Jonas. Ow. Okay, how do y'all feel about this?
I like it.
I do. I think they're cute.
I mean, do you think they're really dating? Because they have not come out publicly yet, people. Just saying.
I think every rumor has a little bit of truth to it. So.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's got to be some truth to it. Even if it's not anything serious, you know, they've gone on a few dates. They've entertained each other. Had some Netflix and chill.
Don't post a picture of you cuddling to him on a boat. Or let anybody else post that picture if you're not dating the guy.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just like a sitting close and like, let's take a picture. It's like legs are folded over on his and her arms in her lap and she's like laying her head down. Like,
E! News posted a snap on their Insta stories, which is where I get a lot of my news from.
Of course, so do I. As I do.
Whoever's running their social media, popping.
I'll say, like, when you do this search and it comes up with your top searches.
Yeah.
They're there.
But they had posted, people doing their homework on the internet, found a comment that he left on her photo saying, that smile with a heart.
Oh.
And it was her out with other people, and he's acknowledging, you know, how beautiful her smile is. Mm-hmm. Listen, Priyanka is drop-dead gorgeous, honey.
Yes,
I'm sorry I took a shot at you earlier, but so gorgeous. I'm here for that. You know, he was previously dating who? Olivia Culpo, also
clearly he likes fashion girls. Hey, Nick. I mean, I got a crown too. I can show you.
He's got, I mean, he would be continuing with the good taste. So there you go.
I like it.
Yeah, well, he was with someone else in between Olivia, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Gotta look that up.
If you know, let us put it in the comments below. Let us know. I'm loving it. And apparently, them at the, was it the Met Gala last year? Mm-hmm. They were just both wearing Calvin Klein, I believe, or Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren. So that's why they went together. Because there's a public statement that she said they both were at a dinner together, and she realized that he was wearing Ralph Lauren, and she was wearing Ralph Lauren. She was like, do you want to go together? He was like, sure, why not?
I mean, if Ralph Lauren was bringing people together, I mean, I would have had Ralph Lauren on a long time ago and had found the love of my life.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
who knew?
Hey, Ralph, hit me up.
Right?
I need to find the love of my life, too.
I'm trying to find out how much... Is she much older than him?
There is a very large age gap. Not a very large. But that brings up the question, too. Is like, if it was a man and a woman, would it even be a question?
That's true.
Would it even be an issue? Because he's younger than I am. So he's like, I think, 25.
Okay.
And I want to say she's like...
She's 35.
34, 35.
Yeah. Oh.
So there's 10 years difference. How old is he? And we're just going to check.
That's pretty interesting.
25.
Dang, I'm good. Yeah.
25. Because, you know, women usually date the older men.
I mean, I've dated a younger few in my day as well.
Okay.
I've never gone 10 years younger.
Yeah.
I don't think that... No. No. But 5 years younger.
But maybe it's a little different with him because, you know, he's had to grow up fast. He's established. He has his own thing. So I'm sure maybe it's a little different than...
And I mean, he is an adult.
Yeah.
He's fine as hell, too.
I mean, hello.
He was always my favorite Jonas brother.
Have we seen those arms lately? Because they've gotten bigger.
He's swole.
Mm.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Good job, Priyanka. I'm curious to see how that'll play out.
Good job, Nick.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Good job. We're here for it, and I'm wanting it to happen. So please just come out and like tell us that it's real, because we're already making this happen for you.
We're shipping it.
We're shipping it. Ooh, yes, very hard. It's a relationship I never knew I wanted
until we got it.
Until I get it.
Does anyone have any news on what's next for Priyanka?
No. I mean, I know that she obviously went to the royal wedding, which we didn't really touch on last week, but
she was fabulous at the wedding.
She looked good. Vivian Westwood. And then who was the hat by? Because it was like a huge thing. She even posted it on her Instagram story. This is apparently like a huge hat designer over in London. You know, all the royal people wear hats to weddings, apparently. Yeah. But she looked
stunning.
I mean, the color was perfect. The fit, it was elegant. It was sexy. It was everything.
Her whole ensemble. And then she switched for the evening.
Yes.
Ooh, that cream, though. Yes. It was like a really pretty rose gold cream.
Her body is dripping.
Body on point. Her skin tone with that color on top, she just glowed. And those lips, though. And then she leaves and jet sets and works with, like, UNICEF. I swear, she has goals.
She's always moving. That's why I'm not, like, worried about her. But I do want to continue to see her on TV.
I feel like she will find something. I mean, she's already done Baywatch as well. She did the movie, played the villain. I feel like she's got something else up her sleeve, though. Like, she's too much of a businesswoman. And that's what I love about her the most, I think, is that, like, she has her hand in everything, which I think is a sign of, like, a true businesswoman. I've also heard she has two assistants because she's that busy.
Wow. My goodness.
Through the grapevine is what I've heard. That I don't know if there's truth to that, but I'm pretty sure that she does, because she's, like, literally, like, needs them. And she's constantly working. So, goals on her outside of the relationship.
I love that you brought up Baywatch, though, because I do want to kind of see her in another feature film, see more of her acting chops a little bit. I mean, I know TV's where it's at right now, and it's booming, but I want to see her in a different role.
I mean, I would love to see her in something a little bit more serious than Baywatch, because I like Baywatch.
Yeah.
The comedy was great, but I'd like to see her, like, get something, like, almost, who am I comparing her to? I mean, getting a Tom Cruise movie, he's doing all the action stuff anyway.
True.
Oh, she would have been great in the Ocean's
8.
Oh!
And she would have been awesome
I wonder, because they cast Mindy Kaling in that. I wonder,
Yeah, but I feel like Priyanka doesn't really play the quirky as much as Mindy can play the quirky, so I'm wondering if that's where that role...
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that, though. In that, too.
Yes.
But outside of that, what is our news and gossip for our lips tonight? What color are you guys wearing?
My lips over there.
Oh.
Well, it's here, too.
It's right there. It's a beautiful color.
It's a nice nude. The same nude I've been wearing for
weeks
now.
What brand?
Modest Matte.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
Okay, I am wearing...
Sephora.
Yes.
I don't know the name, but it's like a brick... reddish from Sephora, and it's matte. Sephora has great
lipsticks right now.
Lipsticks, like,
and they're affordable.
Bomb. Yes.
Is it a lipstick or a lip stain?
It's a lipstick.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not a big stain person.
I'm not either, but people always highly recommend Sephora's specifically. Yes. People have said it's really good.
Because I don't like my lips feeling like they're dry.
Yeah.
Like, I have to have something, even though I do like matte.
The key is to moisturize before you put the matte on.
But then how long do I wait for it to moisturize? In order for it to dry enough to put the matte on, because then it just makes it creamy.
Well, no, you put the moisturizer on there, you let it sit for like maybe 20 minutes, then you got kind of dab it off, and then you put the
I'm missing
on
the
there.
Dab.
Yeah,
that's a hack right there.
Like, gotta dab it first. I'm I was waiting for it. I knew someone else needed to do it, because I can't do it right. So I wasn't going to try. I'm wearing 656 Clay Crush Matte by Maybelline.
Ooh. Thank you. Did you guys like that? Maybe it's Maybelline.
Ooh, into the mic, girl.
Ooh. Maybe she's pouring her
The booth didn't like it.
Wait, hold on. Let's try that again. Hold on. Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Okay, in my defense, I'm getting over a cold, so we'll try this again next week. And it will be
the
better.
Following.
I promise.
We're 2 weeks out,
two
guys.
Weeks. Yes.
So I'm very confused right now, just going to be honest with you, about the rundown of the rest of these episodes, because they are going all the way through with all the 13, but now we've been moved to a Friday, so we're not really sure why they're spacing it out. There must be a reason, but we are now moving again. Apologize, guys. I know we went from Thursday to Monday. We're moving again, okay? We're keeping you on your toes like the show is. Sarcasm.
Sorry. I felt it.
The shades. We're going to Sundays at 7.
Yes.
So we will be forevermore on Sundays at 7. I promise we won't change again. But thank you guys so much for watching. And hopefully you enjoyed this episode and the entertaining commentary of all of us. Where can they find you, ladies?
You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Thanks again, guys, for joining us. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment to this YouTube channel and follow AfterBuzz and all of your favorite shows. And let us know what you thought of this episode in the comments below in the live chat. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.